I believe this is our first master criminal, is it not? I don't care for them, Peabody. The noble amateur villain is much more to my taste.
Or, which is in my opinion more likely, Hamid decided to set up in business for himself, thus robbing the ring of the profits to which they believed themselves entitled. The master criminal is unquestionably the most likely suspect.
Oh, quite.
Emerson folded his arms.
I suppose you have deduced the identity of this mysterious, one might almost say, apocryphal figure?
Hardly apocryphal, Emerson. We can now be certain that more than one evildoer is involved, for Hamid was not the person who entered Ramsay's room last night. He had been dead for several days, probably since the night of the fire.
I grant you a gang, Peabody, though that is stretching the evidence. But a master criminal?
A gang must have a leader, Emerson. Naturally, I have given some thought as to who he may be. I turned over a page of my notebook. Now, pray, don't interrupt me again. This is a complex problem and you will confuse me.
I wouldn't do that for the world.
The master criminal is obviously not what he seems.
Brilliant, Peabody.
Please, Emerson. What I mean to say is that he, or she, for one must not denigrate the natural talents of the so-called weaker sex. Where was I?
I have no idea, Peabody.
The master criminal undoubtedly has another persona. He, or she, may be in outward appearance the most respectable of individuals. A missionary? A Russian nobleman, a German baroness, an archaeologist?
I assure you, Peabody, I am not your master criminal. I claim an alibi. You know where I am at night.
I never suspected you, Emerson.
Oh, I'm relieved to hear it, Peabody.
Let us take the suspects in order. First, Brother Ezekiel. What do we know of him before he appeared at Mazguna this year? I don't doubt that the Brothers of the Holy Jerusalem are a legitimate sect, but they seem only too ready to accept plausible scoundrels into their ranks. The entire mission staff may be involved. Brother David as the liaison between Ezekiel and the Cairo underworld, and Miss Charity as a decoy. Her presence adds a look of innocence to the group. Emerson's interest was growing, but he tried to hide it.